Hello.
Capitol!
Nigga, you ugly for this.
Si eres feo con cojones, my nigga. Yo, I know it's my fault, my nigga. It's my fault 100%. I'm supposed to be over there already. But you know how business is. Niggas gotta run around and shit like that. So I'm late. My bad to Capitol, you know, for being late, man. How you doing, though?
Nigga, I'm doing good, man. I'm here. I'm all good. I'm relaxed right now, waiting in front of your crib.
Word, you just got out of work?
No.
Are you just chilling? Sound like I just...
No, I was actually dealing with my dog today.
Your dog?
Yeah. I took the dog to the dog doctor, uh-huh. And spent about $600.
Like a dog that is already at that age where it becomes like expensive as fuck, like a kid?
Yeah, it did become expensive as fuck today.
Damn. Well, ¿qué le pasó?
None. She just had to go get her fucking checkups and shit, and get her shots and shit.
Oh, okay.
Just like, damn, you know, just like a human, a kid. Exactly like a kid.
Bro, I had a tia that paid like $7,000 for a surgery for a dog.
Nigga, dogs is just like humans. It's a... Oh, bueno. I said, well...
Like, she's still paying for that surgery.
Damn, that's terrible. Now, that's terrible.
Word, yo. That Capitol, yo, you know how long I know Capitol? The Capitol, you since what? Since like 2003, right?
2005.
You just had your son.
No, I met you before that, though. No, you're right.
No.
2006, then.
No, I started chilling with you, like going to your crib and everything like that, after Carlito was born. But yeah, I did meet you before, yeah.
So it was like 2005, then.
Foxy, yeah.
2005.
You've been making music ever since. Never stopped.
Well, nigga, I've been making music before that, too. Before 2005. Like, yeah.
I remember you coined the...
Go ahead.
I remember that you coined the phrase, reggae croqueton.
Yeah.
Remember that shit?
Yeah. Yeah, that's
that
facts right there.
Spanish trap, before it was called Spanish trap, it was reggae croqueton. Straight from ATL, nigga.
Yeah, I was trying, but the shit is that me and Nano, you know what I'm saying, Nano got together with my ass, and we both, like, wanted to put reggaeton and trap on the same, not necessarily trap, fucking hip-hop, you know, music, because trap was always out to me, you know.
But we was around here in Atlanta.
Yeah, you know, it was like I heard LV Boy on LV, excuse me, on your shit, earlier, you know, your podcast, the episodes before, I heard him say that it was crunk. It was crunk. I remember it was crunk music, then, you know, hip-hop, then trap, then, but we was always doing it.
So it's like, it was nothing new particularly to us. And then all of a sudden, it gets popular in Puerto Rico, and now all of a sudden, all the world goes, like, oh yeah, that shit is cool. I mean, that slap in the face to me, bro. I was mad as fuck. I was mad at Atlanta.
Me too. I wasn't mad as fuck or whatever, but I was like on the tip that you guys probably never came and hung out in Atlanta or lived in Atlanta, and you talking about a trap. No. The trap started in the South. You know what I'm saying? And it didn't start in no Caribbean island, because that's not a trap. That's un barrio. Barrio Mexico, Barrio Azul, El Callejero, fucking, whatever that, I forgot, La Perla, and shit like that, you know, La Ventiuna, that, all that shit is, eso es un barrio allá, but over here is a trap, and they call it a trap because you get trapped in this motherfucker. There's no way out of it. It's either going to jail or dying. Yeah, yeah.
Yo, you know what gets me mad? You know, like when I express this, right? Some people go like, oh, pero you guys weren't making music like Bad Bunny. I'm like, manica, pero Bad Bunny hizo una canción con Arcángel. ¿Qué pasó? lo apoyaron. You get me? Puerto Rican niggas lo apoyaron.
Yeah.
You get me? And then he went out to the rest of the world and he became Bad Bunny. So one of us is gonna happen cuando lo apoyan y lo ayudan salir.
You know it was always like that, bro. The thing is that here in Atlanta, in the Spanish, you know, side of Atlanta, lo Latino, se apoyan, bro. We all know everybody. We all know the local artist that's here, that's popping, that everybody like. Everybody got their taste. I like more, you know, others than these, but I got my preferences. Everybody got their preferences, but I feel like everybody brings something to the table. En Atlanta, todo el mundo suena, you know, they got their style, bro.
I think that people misunderstand what apoyo is. Apoyo doesn't mean I don't need a promoter. You get me? Not everybody's gonna be a super fan, right? But like, you know, it's somebody that you know, right? Tú lo ves, apoyo, you look cool, you say what's up, you sipping el bottle, lo que sea, ¿verdad? My nigga, lo mínimo que tú puedes hacer, my nigga, is to go on Apple Music, my nigga, and fucking add their track, give it a like, add it to a playlist. Una mierda. My nigga, that's nothing.
My nigga, that's facts.
Think about this stupid shit. Nigga, I delivered meat to my nigga. You just put all the artists, local artists that you fuck with, nigga, to play on replay, my nigga. How did you get paid? While you sleep.
But I feel like before you get to that, mira, yo entiendo el apoyo que tú estás diciendo, pero tiene que comenzar a un nivel that everybody feels good at. Okay, so what happened back in the day when we was motherfucking doing our fucking thing and everybody was successful in making money or getting the notoriety that they need back in the day. Lo que estaba pasando es que la discoteca estaba andando. El promotor estaba dando un chance to bring los artistas in to open up for big acts. Now, they do that shit somewhat, but it'd be like, you know, the promoter that's bringing the artist, he put his friend on. Not saying anything wrong with that shit, because I'll put my friend on too. But also give a chance to other people that you heard about. That, you know what I'm saying, not just them. Everybody is getting willing to listen to. Back in the day, everybody, even if people didn't like each other, I didn't give a fuck. Trabajamos juntos. Cuando tú estabas en Alma Letal con Jay y Eddie Pro, y nosotros estábamos DCE, Diamond Cuts Entertainment, we was beefing. We still performed in the same spot, opened up for the same people. And we didn't have no problems. We don't do that shit now. Everybody just want to go their own way. You know, pull. And also, the DJs got it on lock. You know what I'm saying? DJs got that shit on lock. Not even a promoter anymore. Los DJs son los que mandan aquí en Atlanta.
The DJs, the biggest thing, especially in Atlanta. The DJs, like, I feel that as far as, like, in the Atlanta scene, only the DJs that are in the Dominican market, really, fucking
they show love.
Niggas records. When they see him in the club and shit like that, I'm not gonna die, let's talk about look. But otherwise, you're not gonna get somebody to get just to play your motherfucking track. You know?
Well, that's the difference. Esa es la diferencia de cuando nosotros estamos haciendo la cosa. We still doing it. You know, you change, you on podcast, you can do this nigga right here, Chameleon, you can do it all, obviously. But doing the fucking music shit, that's the difference between back in the day and now. Everybody used to give everybody a shot. The DJs was big as fuck back in the day. We had a somewhat popping ass motherfucker. I think Viva was better than fucking La Mega, whatever the hell is out right now. Because I don't even listen to the radio. I fucking got my phone.
Who listens to radio? You listen to the radio, so, if you work in the kitchen. If you work in the kitchen and you're playing in the background.
That's why you got to show love to DJs like DJ Geo. DJ Wow, that's in fucking Panama, Meatball. People forget about that motherfucker, but that nigga goddamn killed this motherfucker. Geo killed it. Wow killed it. DJ King Tito, DJ Nova. Like, they really show love no matter how big they got. Because at one point, these motherfuckers was making money. And you was a part of that. Making money like a motherfucker. But they show love.
You get me?
they show love. That's it. They show love, man. We all know that we all seen fucking los artistas que son que eran una mierda, pero todavía le daban chance. And I'm good with that shit. And let the people judge.
You know what was different though? Back in the day, our movement was actual bodies, people. You know what I mean? People that fucked with us. Now, vamos pa acá. You know, we rolled 40 deep, right? Now, motherfuckers is like, they got, you know, like a whole bunch of likes on social media. Que si yo que, que si yo tanto. Oh, I'm gonna perform here. Y tu gente.
Well, I'm gonna tell you right now.
You get me? So I think that is that.
Well, everything is a facade.
Do what the old school was doing. You get me? But with new vibe. You get me? It's a mixture. You get me? Simple as that. And the thing is to keep on with the motherfucking conversation, doing these lives and shit like that. I need to always constantly be in people's face because you're out of sight, out of mind. We live in a social media generation, so you know.
Yeah. I mean, it is. That's it. Point blank, period.
Whatever's news right now is not news an hour from now.
Yep.
So, you know, real talk. That's some of the important parts, man. Yeah, me, pero eso cansa.
Look, I also heard on your podcast again, man. I'm over here listening to your ass like you fucking Howard Stern and shit, nigga.
Nah,
or fucking The
like
Drink
that,
Champ.
Bro, I'm
a fan of that shit. I'm listening to your show. You know, I'm a fan of that shit. And you gotta show love. When the shit is good, you gotta show love. So when I was listening to also the interview that you did with Ray Gatsby, and Ray Gatsby was saying you gotta get love from the outside so it can, you know, basically be awarded here in Atlanta, so people can be like, oh, he's popping, you know, in Colombia or fucking Nueva York like a motherfucker. Let's start apoyando, you know what I'm saying? And yes, that's true. But the reason why I have popped off in Boston, you know, that's probably the only state that I popped off at. It's surprising, Boston. I'm over here trying to mention other shit, but Boston, I really popped off on that damn thing. Fucking bullshit, it's about Boston. Boston, I really popped off. In Atlanta, I really popped off. But the way Atlanta, you know, the reason I popped off in Atlanta is because simply the promoters was fucking showing love, the DJs was showing love, and then we was also showing love to everybody else, to artists around us. You know what I'm saying? And that shit fucking helped. That shit helped. Well, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It was like nobody gonna doubt what the fuck you doing because they see you out here. And I'm not just talking about in the clubs, you know what I mean? We was in
La Calle. Well, yeah. That's what I'm saying. Yeah.
So it's like,
but still, even besides that shit, it's still, we were getting our shit in the clubs, bro. We was getting our shit in the clubs, and most importantly, the DJs that was on top at that time fucking gave us a shot, bro. And they seen how the people reacted. And if the people reacted to your song, he'll play it again. If he don't, he'll probably give you a second chance. And then after that, nigga, this song can't work out. Bring me another one. You know what I'm saying? Like, they really had everybody popping at that time. Popping. And then also, you know, because I feel like I'm one of the few artists that started in 2005, 2004 and shit on the scene and still relevant to this day. People still mention my name and still know. They might not know how the fuck I look, but they heard my damn name. They heard fucking Capito everywhere. You know what I'm saying? So that shit, I'm probably still one of the ones that's still around to this day and willing to goddamn put in some work and make other artists fucking pop. I'm always down to make other artists pop. I love that shit. That's what I love. I love fucking sharing this talent with everybody else and shit. And also making Atlanta pop, because that's the most important. Making Atlanta pop in the Latin scene, because it's already pop. You know what I'm saying? In hip hop and movies.
It really means more for me for the city than it does to me personally, bro. Because that was the investment that I put in
for real.
To the city. At the end of the day.
Yeah, for real.
You get me? Remember when I went to Sony? We went to Sony because you was in that meeting with me too, right?
Yeah.
They shut me down. They shut both.
They shut us down. Oh, hold on. Let me say a story. Let me say a story now that you're saying that shit. I don't remember that shit. You fat. Facts, bro. They said you gotta be Puerto Rican.
Like, nigga, you know, they Dominican niggas to be Puerto Rican.
That was the trend back in the day, boy. We didn't find out Nicky Jam was good from Dominica till he came out with the Netflix shit.
That was Sony BMG, right?
Yeah.
I want you to look up where Sony BMG now is. They don't exist no more. You know what?
Mm-hmm.
They put all their money in Toby Love.
Yes, man.
Done.
But let me tell you.
You saw the change that happened in me after that meeting. The group broke up, my nigga, and in my mind, my nigga, I was just like, because they said that there is no market for urban music, like, you know, that people are willing to buy this shit. I'm like, what are you talking about? I live this. I see it every day. And so what did I do? I changed from my perspective, and I said, no. Remember I started working for the record label?
Yeah.
Then I went to New York. When I came back, I was like, nah, fuck it. I got in the club shit, promoting shit, right? I started putting my niggas on everything, right? I wasn't making the music as much as I wanted to, you know, because the nigga gets, you know.
One thing I respected about your ass is, but I didn't like it. I respected it because I knew you was going to eventually do that shit. That was the next step to go. When you was a promoter, you did, man. You put a lot of people on. You gave a lot of people chances. But then you moved on to fucking higher things. Pop. Fucking, you know, fucking mainstream. You was on that fucking mainstream fucking, you know what I'm saying? Promoting fucking major shit. You just went to a different level.
I clarify something. I didn't move on to, like, to get better. I actually took a step back. All right? I knew this, but I didn't publicize it. You get me? I was a promoter. I stopped being a promoter. When I went out to Buckhead and shit like that, my nigga, eso era yo tirando la toalla, my nigga. I just wanted to get out of it. You get me? I was working for other people at that point. I had never worked for nobody before. Remember?
Yeah.
So, you get me? I didn't move on to bigger and better things. I didn't want to be in the Latin side of Atlanta for a while because I just had this big trust issue. It got to a point where I felt like I was standing by myself. You get me? I was standing
I by remember. Myself.
You know, like,
your ass called me.
You know, I'm supposed to be feeling good right now. And, like, you know?
Yeah.
I need to surround myself with different people and whatnot. And, the point is, it never was like I said, nah, I'm done with that. I said, no. Right now, I'm going through some shit in my head. I'm going to go do my dirt over here. Y no quemarme allá.
Yeah.
That really what it was. So I just want to clarify that because I don't ever want anybody. My nigga, sitting in the white clubs and everything, it's boring as fuck. Honestly. Now, Bucket is black, bro. So much of black people and Spanish people that want to act white.
Yeah.
Around these white folks. I can't say
that
shit, bro.
Wait, but it happened.
Learning the lingo, like, hey, buddy, you're barking up the wrong tree. Epic.
But that shit happens, bro.
Shut the fuck up.
You know what I'm saying?
No, don't write that new Taylor Swift shit.
You know you was bumping that shit. Shut up.
Tocaba, nigga, tocaba. I needed to learn the words, imagina.
Hell yeah. That's just real.
But yeah, I didn't move on. You get me? I didn't move on. Now, I felt, you know, better, and I said, you know, let me come back. You know, I had to do it in a way, you know, like, let me put my niggas on. You get me? They always say that when you want to help yourself, help others. And it'll happen. How do you agree? Do you agree?
I mean, obviously, bro. That's...
Are you a helping type of dude?
Like, I always been like that. I always show people.
How many times I crashed on your couch?
I mean, I'm always helping. I'm always trying to help. You know what I'm saying? Like, but now I'm on the tip.
I will forever be grateful, man. I will forever be grateful to Melissa for all the times that she cooked for me. You got me? You know, like, I mean, she cooked for you, but then I guess, you know, she had to put another plate for me. You know, see, now, you know, I got to appreciate that always, man.
You know, it was just. Nigga, that shit is motherfucking a long time ago, nigga. and we moved on. That shit, we in better places. You hear me? Mi gente, mira, estoy aquí yo todavía.
Let's do it.
How much? How much do you think about like the commercial side or the commercial aspect of the fact that you know, like you know, music is a business and you're putting out a product. How much does that get away, or do you think about that in your creative process?
What do you mean, like making money off
like,
the shit?
Like, does it? You know, like what beat you would pick? What kind of, you know, like shit, you know, you're going to put down. Does that, is that affected
I used to do that shit. I used to think about, oh,
it
this.
It has to be catchy.
Yeah, or whatever. But now I don't. Now I feel like whatever I put out, you're going to feel it or you're not. It's just plain and simple. You're going to feel it or you're not. Everybody got they preferences, but I know you're going to feel something. Even if you're talking bad or you're talking great about it.
I hear that. So you've been working for a long time, bro.
Yeah.
You're like at this point where like you have a certain kind of mastery of this, you know. Especially like you're one of the niggas that I can say that in that I know that that makes music. You say se mueven en medio, whatnot. You know how to talk well. You are very good in a crowd. You stand out. You shine out. You're loud and bye-bye, and you present yourself correctly. You got me? Yeah. Given a situation a shine, you will do it. You will never fail. You got me? So that's a sure bet. While you could, like, put, you know, while there's some people that, you know, like, they'll do everything good in their life, but when it's, you know, come down to, like, a big situation or whatever, like, where you could, you know, like,
they fold.
Rise up, they just buckle. You got me? And take a, you know,
it
take
is.
A safer approach.
And everybody's nervous. You know what I'm saying? You know, just to tell the truth, everybody gets nervous. It's whoever overcomes that fear and that nervousness when it comes time to that for you to do what you got to do. And most times than not, I've been able to do that shit. And I thrive in performance. That's another favorite part of mine, of music, being in front of people. I have that gift that I can talk to people and or, you know, do whatever and they'll follow me. Or, you know, whatever. Like man, nobody trying to. If you seen me perform, you know what's up.
Right.
You know what's up.
Yeah, bro. I mean, like, you just know how to control the crowd, bro. You know how to stand in front of a crowd. You know how to speak. You got me? You come with the right kind of energy. It really has to do with the energy. You got me?
Yeah.
It's not, you know, like, when somebody asks me, like, how do you do the MC shit, bro? It's like, it's not that I haven't thought about what I'm going to say.
Yeah.
I just abro la boca. You got me? And I know if I said something correctly, the way I said it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, if I heard, you know, like, if it felt weak, you get me? I know that. You
it's
know,
that what most people do is
they plan shit hard.
Not planning is that they don't talk to the crowd. Well, you all right. They plan hard.
They have
actually
a script.
Say, yeah. And you
even
can't
if
have
it's
a
in their head, my nigga, they don't practice it.
Yeah, and you can't do that.
I'm not a prepared nigga that.
I'm talking.
I'm a wing it nigga. I'm a 45% plan, 60%.
Yeah.
You get me? Like, improvise. You get me? Because you know what? I you know, look, I pay attention.
That's when talent comes
in. Okay, in my life, there are more people that attempt to be the planny type, right? That's what I've seen. You get me? And I noticed that it doesn't work for them. They plan.
Well, sometimes it
plan,
does.
Plan. You know. You get me? No, sometimes it does work, right?
Yeah, like, and everything. Sometimes ours don't work.
But then I noticed that a lot of shit that happens, my nigga, comes unplanned. That
always
steps you up. For you to level up. You get me? There's no ramp up.
No. No.
You know, so.
Hey, they say, it's a saying that
there's
says,
no ramp up, yo.
When you
it's
plan.
It's a come up.
It's a saying, bro. When you plan, Jesus laughs. Or God laughs. When you plan, he laughs. You know, I'm, you know.
Well, damn, nah, I mean, yeah, you know, like.
Straight up. Like, it's no planning. Like, that's what you were saying. That's the point that I'm trying to give is, you know, no planning in this shit. You don't have to plan, but you have to be ready for every obstacle that comes your way, because that's the only for sure
thing. And that's
thing.
Just, and you really honestly get better at that. You know about the tools you got.
Yeah.
When you're put in that situation.
Yeah.
When you, you know, like, the better you do at it when it happens. You get me?
Straight up.
You only know it's a problem when they're like, oh, shit. I fucked up.
You know when you fuck up.
You get me?
And
the thing is, I've always tried to be on top of that. You get me? A lot of people listen to accolade. They only want to hear how dope people think they are. I was the nigga that I wanted to hear who the fuck says something negative. You get me? Like, about a party or about, you know, like a verse, anything like that. I wanted to see what somebody else had the negative.
I mean, I ain't even gonna lie. Let me talk to the people right here. There's some real shit right here. I used to straight up always harp on the negative back in the day. You know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
Instead of just doing me. And then I had to overcome that shit, as, you know, now at this point, who gives a shit? But at one point it did. That shit had to happen to me in order to overcome it and become who I am right now. You know what I'm saying? Like,
right.
You can tell me whatever. I'm going to go for me. Nigga, get off your hat. Stank.
I'm just trying to adjust, man. Like, yo,
stank boot ass, boy.
I took off my braids last night, you know? So I'm like, oh, you get out of here.
You got that. You
got the long braids. I'm sorry.
You got the long hair again.
Yo, I haven't even taken a picture with my braids. Honestly, I don't think I've been out for like.
Well, we seen you in video with the braids.
Where?
On the podcast.
I was. Who did I interview with braids?
Man, I don't remember.
No, I don't think I had braids.
Yes, you did. I bet you.
No, I don't think so, bro. I don't think any of them had the braids. Yes, I probably had a hat on or something.
Nope.
Maybe I was live or something.
No, you had braids on one of them.
Huh.
My God. I forgot. I don't know if it was Hanks.
Probably Hanks.
Or.
Nah, man. It wasn't braids. Nah.
There it was. We're going to look this shit
anyway,
up later.
Anyway, fuck it.
We're going to look this shit up later. And we're going to bet on something.
I look like Jesus
10
right
push-ups.
Now, dude. Look at that.
Nah, nigga.
Jesus was like my color, bro.
Jesus was darker.
I said, let me see that. All
right, you better stop talking that shit. They gonna come over. Oh, hey, they gonna come over here and fucking.
Capital, you have a lot of fucking Southern influences. You like anybody that meets you should know first. You are Atlanta. You are an Atlanta nigga. Real talk. Nigga, you country than a motherfucker. You was raised in South Atlanta, right?
Yep.
What's it called?
College Park. I grew up there from 0 to 12. Well, not 0 because it was Washington Road. But at that time, you got to understand, that's where the rich people lived at that time. I'm lying. But yeah, I'm lying. It was pretty hood at, you know, after
so,
a while.
So now it's like probably like a better neighborhood or whatever?
I don't think so.
I don't know if that's the gentrified side or not. You know, they trying to build like high rises.
I don't know if
they've
done that too, but it is starting to look better over there. But I don't know.
Shit, go to Antonia, bro. They got some shit. Like, hold up.
Yeah, bro.
Niggas they is like, wait,
bro. I don't see, you know, no offense, people, but I don't see white people running with dogs in East Point. Where you see that at? Running their dog, walking their dog and shit in East Point, bro. Metropolitan Cleveland Avenue, like they cleaning everything.
Bro, the more white people running in front of your fucking place,
they just moving and shit, moving
like,
people.
The more
on
people
out,
that run around the area out, that you live, the more expensive the area is, by far.
They making
like
that
running white people. That means your rent over $2,000.
Bro, when I seen that, I was like, what? And they charging. Because it's close to downtown.
Where? They be running everywhere, bro. Remember when you lived on Roswell Road?
What, yeah. I was, look.
Yo,
I
nigga,
was
there's a whole Jewish neighborhood. Bro, they're like.
Bro.
Yo, I never knew that there was an acidic Jewish neighborhood in Atlanta.
Bro, I used to love trick-or-treating over there. Man, we was in the ugliest apartments.
Right next door, right?
Yeah, we was in the ugliest apartments in the middle of everything beautiful. You remember?
Yeah.
It was terrible.
It was like one building, right?
It was no, it was a, you know.
Yeah, it was a couple of little buildings. Yeah. Yeah.
Terrible.
Was, yeah. Everything around there is pretty much nice. Was, and it was just like, I didn't know there was like.
At that time, I used
to like somebody in your fam was living there, right?
Yeah, my mother-in-law. She was there.
It, yeah, it was your mother-in-law. Yeah.
And she got the shit free. So why wouldn't we?
Exactly.
Like, she got the shit free. All we had to
it
do was.
It was free. Work. Right in the middle of everywhere, bro. I was like, I would have done it too.
Ugly as fuck.
I don't give a fuck.
I used to steal the Wi-Fi from across the street. Boy, salon.
That's in the city, bro. That's inside the perimeter.
Right there. We used to walk
everywhere.
Right down the street from Felinas.
Like, you're like in Wayuca, Road. That's
yeah,
easily,
that's right there.
Easily one of the most expensive zip codes.
That's like two blocks away.
I would have been there. Yeah, fuck.
I used to work down the street in the car wash right next to that little club.
Damn, then where you lived, that must have been hot as fuck. But you were right in the front, though, so you were good.
Yeah.
I was facing the street, so you was good.
Yeah, we was right there in the front.
Atrás caliente.
I mean, it wasn't bad.
Yeah, bro. See, you know what I mean? See, if it's the ugly face of the like the street, man, todo mundo mirando para allá.
Yeah, but. Police was
like there was no fence there.
Police was always there. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like that was just the ugly part. It was ugly, but it wasn't bad.
Nah,
I mean, it was like, doctor's offices everywhere. Like who's around you?
The Kroger was like right down the street, right?
Yeah.
Or it was a Publix or whatever.
It was a Kroger.
They had just redone it and shit like that, bro.
Bro,
they done it. Oh yeah.
It was pretty good because I was close to everything.
I don't know why I brought that up. Like you living over there.
Because that's when you visit me. We was talking about business that day. We always get together.
Right, we always get together. We talk shit.
And
it's like niggas, you know, like
we was talking about business. I knew you. You was already doing something. I forgot you was.
I had just came back from New York.
You was promoting something.
I wasn't doing shit yet.
Yes, you was.
Because
you came over there to tell me about it.
But whatever I probably went over there to tell you about, I was like, I didn't do that.
Yes, you did, because it happened.
What happened? I don't remember.
It was like a concert.
Was it a concert?
Yeah. Oh. It was like a concert.
I want it. That was like what? When I came back from New York in 2008.
Bro, I don't know, bro. Your ass used to.
I used to dip.
Yeah, you used to go everywhere, bro. You was.
I should
just go with the wind, bro.
Yeah, there was a
you
time.
You ain't got no kids yet? Nah. You don't even know. You don't know.
Nah.
Damn, boy. You don't know.
Nah, I wouldn't know. I would
bro, you've been everywhere. That's,
yeah,
how,
but
that's
nah,
how you know, motherfucker. Oh,
it would have hit me up.
He crossed.
I need to go ghost. You know? You keep the number of a bitch you fucking hit.
I don't know.
If you get it, at least. You know. So that I forget. Mm. Wendy? Really?
Again? Again?
Nah, yo. I used to be a sad ass motherfucker when it came to like. Dude, I used to. You remember how I used to get, bro? Used to get mad at who was the little bitch that I was with? Jennifer. Remember, bro. Like, bro, you like at that.
It used to
consume my fucking day. Just arguments, you get me? I used to be, but you know, like, you know, that's being 18, 19 years old, bro. It was like, fuck up my day. Like, I ain't doing shit at work today. You get me? If I had planned something, you know, like, oh, I was gonna make it with blah. You feel me? Like, some shit's like. Hanging over my head, bro. It was all energy consuming at times. Yo, shit that you do when you're young,
well,
bro.
That wasn't the one at that time.
Ah, shit that you learn, bro. And then people tell you, you just don't get it. It's like now you get it, but it was like right in my face, bro.
Nobody ever gets it at first.
No, nah, never. They say that everything is fucking 2020 in hindsight.
Man, you gotta go.
Maybe you don't
see
shit as it's happening, but once you recognize it, it's like everybody recognizes it in past tense.
You go through stuff and then you prepare, you know, once you get wise and shit, you prepare for that stuff and it don't happen to you.
I wonder
as frequently.
What is your opinion on, you know, is preparation a part of the process or a result of the process?
Man, what the fuck?
Is it part of it? Like, now you prepare.
No,
or is it the result of the process?
It's the result of the process.
Preparation.
Yes.
What the fuck? Now you are prepared because you have went through the process.
Obviously. You have to prepare to go into that process.
I think that people think a lot that they have to have all their ducks in a row.
You don't. Like, you never know what's going to happen, bro.
If you think like that, I think that you will always have a no before you make the first step.
Bro, everybody.
If you can find a way to, you know, like, convince yourself que no.
Everybody got their shit, bro. Everybody tiene la manera de hacer su cosa.
Right.
Straight up.
But being an artist, you are one of those people that like, you know, like, you jump. You showcase yourself to people's judgment and shit like that, right? That's what meaning to be an artist is. It's like nobody knows how long it took you, what it means to you, anything right,
so
like
when
that.
So when you thrive.
So you make something, you know, like you make some shit and then you share it to other people. What are you sharing it for? So they could be like, tell me what you think. You know what I mean?
Obviously, is, you know.
So that takes a certain kind of person.
Look, that's like being, you know, what I said, you know, a few minutes ago. I don't give a fuck what people say. You know what I'm saying? But I do release that shit because I feel like this shit is fire. Like, when you say you don't give a fuck about what people say is really the negative part. You're not hyping on the negative part. You just hyping on the positive. I'm with the positive shit. Because it's always going to be somebody that don't like it because it's not everybody's cup of fucking tea. Shit, I don't like every fucking artist. You know what I'm saying? But I do like a lot of artists. Shit. But you may not like the same ones I like. You know what I'm saying? It's just like that. Straight up. I know that's going to happen with my ass. But the shit is the more you do this shit, the better you get.
Amen.
And that's what's going to happen when my new shit come out. It's going to be off the chain.
I hear that. So you've been in the studio lately?
Man, I fucking stay in the damn studio.
Word.
Like I said, I love this shit. I love to
create. Have you steadily been releasing stuff?
No.
So how long has it been since you last released?
It's been like 3 years.
Three? All right. So you're gonna drop a release. Like, is it gonna be like a project or like song by song? How you gonna do it?
It's gonna be a project, but it is gonna be some singles released before the project come out. You know, the
I would
same
like
promotion.
To hear a dope ass song from Capital, right?
Yeah.
And like, I guess that I want, what I want to say is that I've been trying to tell my boys to fucking make their single an album. Just as hard
well,
as
of
you.
Of course.
You get me? Promoting is the same shit. You get me?
Yeah.
And they only got it fucking like one song.
But also, this is, I don't heard different opinions on this, but this is how I do it. You know, I release singles. I promote my shit. You know, man, you know the game we come from.
Yeah,
nigga,
but that was then.
No, you can still use that same type of scheduling on the internet with ads, with everything, with promotions putting together. Everything is on fucking line, bro. And then you do what you can with stickers and all this other bullshit. People still got CDs in gas stations. Yeah, we don't buy them, but yes, you see them. You see them.
Somebody's buying them because they there.
They, you're right. Somebody is buying them.
You never see them shits empty. Them shits keep fucking stacked, bro.
You're right. So it's a game to this shit. You can still do the same shit. That's exactly what works. What gets everything popping is, yes, the ads, the commercials, and everything like that. The promotional tools that you have, that you throw at your album, it helps. But what really helps after that is word of mouth still to this day. That's marketing fucking and branding 101. I swear to God, when you hear Capital, you already know what type of style you're going to get if you've been a fan of Capital for all this time.
Raw, uncut.
Well, some is.
Oh, you've always been a party kind of like energy.
Yeah.
A commanding energy.
Yeah. Sometimes I be on a lot of party shit because I was on a type of shit of I want people to fucking, that was just that atmosphere at that time, bro. Word. Reggaeton fucking started fucking popping really good, and that's the shit that we,
yo, that's dope that we come from that era, bro.
Yeah.
Remember? Like that era that, you know, yeah, everybody was rocking like oversized motherfucking basketball jerseys, braids. Yeah. And Air Force Ones, right? Again, sweaty as fuck, dancing
still at Chapa. Still Air Force Ones.
Feel this me? Motherfucker. But that was our era when reggaeton was popping off. When you were talking about like Dale.
Well, not reggaeton popping. Yeah, when that bro, era that, of that, reggaeton.
The, yeah, bro. That early. That
Looney Tunes shit. Exactly, that Noriega. Bro,
that was that. You get me? It was something underground then. That yeah. was popping as fuck. Yeah. And now it's mainstream. You get
it's
me?
It's mainstream as fuck.
And but like, remember like we it was like. We were a niche crowd. Yeah. You get me?
Yeah, I mean, we all knew each other.
A niche crazy. Crowd.
Even the famous people, bro. Even like Joely Randy or Bimbo. I remember Bimbo and the dude that did Tembleque. You remember Tembleque, Tembleque, that shit like that. Like, we used to be around all of them, bro. We just, we was having fun and that shit wasn't
another thing,
registering.
For it being a niche market, right? Here yeah. in Atlanta, yeah. right? What it created was a small places or a lot of places, right? You know, like the that we all, you know, went to, like everything that catered to that small niche that we were in. You get me? That
yeah.
underground reggaeton shit, right? Everybody that went to that shit, right? That network shared the same group of people, right? And these, like, it's not like a massive area, like, you know, like, you get me? So yeah. so many different types of people were all brought together in a small, you know, like,
yeah.
it was that's a lot of different people like, yeah. of a lot of different fucking money situations as well.
Yeah.
So we were rubbing elbows with people that really probably wouldn't be in the same building as you. You get me?
Yeah.
If we're talking about like.
Because everybody was mixed up on that shit. Like
it was a
that
small
was the
circle
scene.
That was consuming.
That was the scene, bro.
Exactly.
That's a, and
that's
what you
opened up a lot of opportunities for dudes.
And.
Oh, y'all need drugs. Yeah.
I mean, always, you know, and entertainment and club shit is always hoes and fucking drugs. And for women nowadays, it's motherfucking hoes and drugs. Amen. The same way, because there's men hoes out there too. Shit.
Real talk.
Yo, so it always be like that. Straight up.
Yo, like seriously, like, hey, if you ever want to convince somebody to fucking like, let's make some money, throw a bitch his way, bro.
Bro, shit.
It's real easy. That's how you win some business sometimes, bro. You're like, hey, that's you.
It happens. Like I said.
You're like, yeah, I think I'm down for that.
Todo el mundo tiene la manera de.
You're up for a review. You're getting that promotion, Ramirez.
And we get it.
There you go.
Straight up.
So, yo, you have any idea of what's going to be like the first single that you're going to put out again? With the project that we were talking about.
I mean,
at least the first single. I mean, is there one song in particular that you're like, nah, these niggas gonna get this?
Yeah, I got a few of those.
What's tell me. I'm gonna say, yeah,
I'm gonna tell you the name of the album because I'm still not finished. I'm like 80%. And I'm stuck in.
So you're gonna do the album?
I'm already in it.
All right.
You know what I'm saying? And I
how
say.
How many songs to an album?
I always do 10, bro. I don't give people more than 10. Like, I'm not trying to do no fucking double album or fucking De Quedarte 26. No.
The fuck? What did I just say? The dude that has that song, I'ma Get Lazy. Richie again?
Coño, se me olvidó el nombre de él. Eso es lo que pasa cuando uno... I say cosa.
I was like, I will never sell my soul. And I could back then.
Digga dang dang, digga bang bang, digga bigga dang
dang. That nigga released like fucking like 40 songs with his album.
But the only one that popped was that one.
And I don't that's know all he any needed. Other song.
And that's all he needed. But you know.
But no, the album came out after they promoted that single.
But you know, for you to release 40 songs.
Right, okay, I mean, I'm overreacting. Like, it's not 40. It's probably like a good 20.
25. And
or
a lot of
shit.
People do that shit, but
that shit look like it needed like front and back of a fly.
Yeah, like I'm not. I believe that these 10.
What's the name of that artist? What's the name of that song?
Roddy Rich.
Roddy Rich.
That's his damn name.
That's two Dominicans. Hip hop culture. Hashtag DJ Academics.
Get the dust in.
I don't know. Now I'm looking up like Roddy Rich.
Yeah.
Roddy Rich.
He came up with a lot of songs.
Album. Yeah. I just wanted to verify that shit. You know, like the power of the internet.
Oh, wait.
If it was 2005, we would be like, I don't know, nigga. You'd be like, I swear, nigga. No, no. If I'm wrong,
that's
kill
lot.
Me.
That's a lot. We don't know. He had like 11 to 12, I think. Yeah, bro, he had 11 to 12. Yeah.
Nobody can verify that, though. He'd be like, no. Like, nobody really wanted to bust out their phone and wait like 30.
No, that's when you had the cosign. Yeah, I do. Yeah, I was with him yesterday when I seen it. Yeah. I was with him yesterday. Yeah.
Yo, that's before you could get away with, like, I didn't get that email. Nigga, you got it. You got that notification. Oh, you saying I wasn't trying to hit you up, nigga?
You know I called
none
you.
None of them notifications was me. Nigga, when somebody's hitting you up, my nigga, you notice.
Yeah.
When somebody's calling you that doesn't have your number, that shit will stand out all day.
All day. You be like, what
the fuck is this?
Who the hell? 678.
Nah, because I got that. I be looking through my recent texts.
You over there?
That's not
6, 7, 8, 9. Who the hell is that?
Nigga, yo, I be getting calls from my home phone, my own number. Mm-mm. I be like, what the fuck?
Is this
future me? Nigga, like, yo, I figured it out.
Some Back to the Future shit. Hello,
imagine you could do that shit at some point. Oh my god.
Man.
I could go backward in time over the internet. Nigga, I think that can happen.
Man, shut the fuck
up. I think that shit can happen.
Please.
Bueno, we'll see. Yo, Capital.
Dimelo?
Let's do the whole bio.
Okay.
Like, welcome to the Actors Studio. So your name is Carlos Ramirez.
Well, it's Jarm Carlos Ramirez.
John Carlos.
No, Jarm Carlos.
Jarm.
Yeah, Jarm.
Yeah. Like, spell that.
J-A-R-M, as in Mary.
Jarm. So you were like, nah, don't call me that.
But my whole family Carlos. Be like, Giancarlo, Giancarlito. But they don't know that it's literally Jarm Carlos.
That's how they wrote it on the shit.
My birth certificate.
J-A-R.
But you know why? My dad initials. He couldn't just name me a junior. Like, this dude is.
Uh-huh.
This motherfucker right here, goddamn, had to be. He had to be smoking. to pull this off. Like, he ruined my whole elementary.
By what age did you disavow that?
My dad's name.
Like, why you fucked me up with that?
My dad's name is Juan Alfredo Ramirez Martinez.
Nuclear,
Jarm,
nigga.
Jarm Carlos. So, you know, I take pride in the fucking name now. But when I was growing up, I was like, oh my God, shit. People used to be like, Jarm.
Oh,
elementary school.
Everyone calls me Carlos.
But you know, after that, you evolve. You evolve. I was JC. You know, still to
were
some.
Were you JC most of the, like?
No, I was JC, and then in high school it was Carlos. Right. But in element, you know, even in my neighborhood, growing up in fucking old College Park over there in Gabby Road. Growing up, my friends used to come to the door, knock on the door. We was the only Spanish people there, bro. Lo único. Dominicano y Latino in Georgia, I felt, bro. You know, but it wasn't, obviously, but they were spreading. Man, they used to be like, hey, Chicalo.
Was there a lot of Latino people around you?
No.
So.
It was just black, bro. Black.
So, I mean,
I remember seeing the last white person who left the neighborhood.
So the only influence of like Spanish folks that you really had in your growing up was your parents.
Yeah. And my dad used to be like, tú no me vas a hablar inglés aquí en esta casa. Esta casa, español, papi.
Oh, so you got, like, oh, that used to piss you off. Not when really, you were trying to argue, you'd be like, "You didn't look at, oh, you fuck that shit."
I can at that man. My dad was strict as fuck when I was young. Shit, he'll whoop my motherfucking ass. So I was just like, "See, puppy, see." See, like following fucking
directions. Not knowing how to pronounce it as.
No.
Háblame bien, Carlos. Háblame.
And Hugo.
You know what the fuck I meant.
Yeah, in my head, that's what I'm saying. But shit. But it was always Spanish in there. Spanish.
You was always like really respect with your dad, like with your dad.
Nah, man, I was fucking up when I was little. My mom said when I turned five, that's when I turned up.
Became,
not to my dad, probably to everybody else, though. Yeah.
So, I mean, you know, I don't actually, like, really, like, I guess, interact too much with people that actually had their dad most of their life. You get me? Yeah. I personally, I guess, you know, I'm, you know, like.
We had fucking problems. Uh-huh. He was there, but we had fucking problems that we resolved over the damn years. But, yeah, I don't know
what it's like having, like, you know, like, that, like, there's a whole nother nigga that, you know, like, that. I guess paved the way for me or some shit.
Well, he didn't pave the way for anything. But what
he's a part of my story, no matter what.
What, your dad?
Yeah.
Yeah, of course. I can't erase him, right? And your mom.
And
your family.
I'm a part of his story no matter what.
Of course. You wouldn't be here if it wasn't for him.
I don't have that for another dude other than my mom's.
Well, that's the dad.
So yeah, exactly. So
that's the mom and dad.
You notice how that's a different mentality.
But it was
how you
do
with other men. I think it even changes in a certain way.
Bro, it was times in my life that my dad wasn't there either, even when he was there.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I think that shit. It's not worse than the motherfucker not being there. But if you don't know the motherfucker and he's not there, you don't feel it.
You don't feel that you missed anything.
Yeah,
right?
But this motherfucker used to abuse me at one point in my fucking life. You know what I'm saying? And then it became a time that I became a man that I was like, man, you ain't gonna be fucking touching me. And we almost got into it, you know. But you know, we got over that shit. It was just a whole bunch of shit that happens in everybody's fucking family. Everybody's fucking.
Right, yeah,
you know what I'm saying? The shit ain't never perfect.
Exactly.
The shit ain't never
perfect. I'm just saying, you know, like, I'm saying, I'm marking that difference.
But today, like, you know, we talk and we fucking enjoy each other's company.
Right.
And he comes to my fucking house and I feel good that he can come to my house from Dominican Republic and stay.
Oh, he moved to DR?
Man, that motherfucker gone living it up.
How long he been out there?
Man, he been out there for real, like, the last 5 years on and off, but. These last couple
that
of years.
That must be different for you.
I was like, hell no. What the fuck? I lived over there too. I finished my
I'm saying for like, no, I'm saying your dad gone. Goodbye. He except for my DR. Yeah, retire la chanda.
No, because I ain't no dead ass boy.
I mean, like, in the sense of, you know, like, it's not right there. You know? Like, you know?
No, I really don't. Never needed my
like,
dad.
Like,
right
in
there.
In the sense of, like, you have kids and shit like that. You never hands because you don't put your to casa. You going to Michelle's mom or your dad's, right? You get me? So not having that, you know, it's a little different, right?
No,
you know?
I go to my mama, bro.
Oh.
To this day.
They run together.
No, I always go to my mom. My mom always there.
You know what? I was under the impression that your mom was with your dad the entire time.
Nah, they was together for a long time, though.
But shit. My bad. I thought, okay.
Like, so. She remarried again. He remarried like 80 times.
Oh, like, shit.
He finally calming down, but I had to tell him, like, mi hermano, cálmate.
So you have more brothers and sisters now?
I only got a set of twin brothers. That's it.
Yeah, that's four. You have of a us. Set of twin brothers. They look like you?
They one look like me, one look like my sister.
So mellizo.
Yeah.
Alright.
They 22.
Damn, they grown already. Right.
Yeah.
And they live here?
Yeah, they live close to me. Like, they come and visit me more than my dad. Because my dad ain't never been that type of motherfucker, you know? And once you get over that little shit, you hanging out. When he comes, nigga, we drink just like we homeboys. He's still my dad. Now I offer him advice, you know what I'm saying? Because I'm in a space that I can, you know? But
I think the older you get, the more you start looking at your parents like a friend than as this all-powerful being.
Sometimes, you know.
That like, you have as a child. And you start understanding that they are people.
When my dad...
And then you're less hard on them, I think.
When my dad is like that, but with my mom, she my mama. Like, I be calling her when I feel stressed. Man, I need your advice, please, mama. Just let me know what... Dime, what happened? And then she'll calm you down. Your ass wasn't like that too. You.
What do you mean?
Did you call your mama?
Nah.
I know. She that's calls what I'm saying.
She be like, "It's been a while. What's up?"
Call your mama.
Nah. I'm saying when something like something's, you know, like when something's up in a situation, you know, like I try, you know, like I not to cause any additional stress to her day.
Yeah.
You get me? Like.
Me neither. If I don't need.
My mom has a set schedule that she does, and she's been doing for X amount of years. You get me?
I get that.
One little thing that comes into her, you know, text or whatever, her whole day is changed. You get me? Like, yeah. What she's worried about, what she, you get me? It affects her and shit. Like, you get me? Like, uno escucha tanta mierda, nigga, blah, 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 you get me?
Yeah, bro,
but all the folks, all you get me? They don't, it's not like they talk to a shitload of people. They're not like on social media all day long. You get me?
Nigga, it's all good. That everybody, like I said, everybody go through that shit, bro. That's, I grew up in the A shit with Dominican, really Dominican parents. So over here in fucking College Park with plátano maduro y salchichón and shit. In the midst of fucking, you know, in the black community, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm the only, like, I was the only Spanish bro until Sammy Sosa came out. Straight up, bro. Like, I remember that day.
So you're like, oh shit, another Dominican. Thank you.
No, that's when I told him, like, that's what I am. I'm Dominican.
He's like, oh, you Puerto Rican. You're like, no, man.
For a long time, it was like,
you hated that
you
shit.
You Mexican. But before that, it was you mix. You must be mixed.
You must be mixed. Yeah. Because you talk like just like in Atlanta.
At first, I didn't. I remember having an accent. But shit. My dad used to motherfucking DJ and shit.
Yeah, I remember that.
But that's what the fuck made me fall in love with this shit. Yeah, he was popping that shit.
That's real talk, yeah. Your dad had the long hair.
He still got the long
hair. Where's your mom's at?
My mom on the south side, bro.
She's on the south side?
Yeah.
Where? That's dope. You look just like your mama.
I look like both of these motherfuckers.
Yeah, I think you look more like your mom. I don't know why. I think I only met your moms once. Oh, but only, yeah, you meet somebody the first time, right? So it's like,
yeah, I mean, but I don't know. Yeah, she came to fucking a couple of my shows before.
Yeah. What's it called? How's Michelle?
She's amazing, bro.
That's dope, man. I remember her friend, the one that used to come with us to a whole bunch of fucking events. That was like from New York, Blanquita. What was her name? Was like Mel? No. Tina? Dina? You don't remember from back in them days?
You talking about Ashley?
No, not. What's his name's baby moms?
Elena?
Is it Elena? It could be.
I think it could be. That's the only.
She wasn't smashing nobody in the crew that I knew of. She was Michelle's friend, like from outside. What, you feel me? Like she didn't know us through. She knew us through Michelle. Blah blah. I forget her name. We took mad pictures.
She from New York.
I can't.
Darren.
Remember. Darren. Darren. Yes. Darren. Darren.
This motherfucker love to talk about goddamn other people.
Yeah, what are you talking about? What are we talking about?
Specifically girls.
I'm just saying, whatever happened to her?
She's still a fucking home girl. Like, what? Like we still friends with her. I mean, she in New York.
Oh, okay. She
living
moved
it
back.
Up.
Okay.
She never came down here.
She never lived here?
No, she only came down here on vacation every time.
Oh. Is that why she stood out?
Well, yeah, she was never. You never seen
that's
her.
That's why she never.
You never.
That's
seen
why
her
you
ass.
Never see her around, buddy. Bueno, it just popped in my head. You know when you remember something like in the moment,
yeah.
You're like, fuck, I'm gonna ask about it. Why not?
I mean,
they say that if you don't do something that you think about within 5 seconds, papalomia, you ain't gonna do it. But if you decide to do something within 5 seconds or within 5 seconds of thinking about it. You always come through with what you're
I mean.
I try to make decisions fast.
Who the hell said that?
I'm thinking about it in a life setting. I'm saying,
you got to fucking think shit through.
But some decisions.
You can't just fucking answer. No. Like.
What y'all be like, yeah, you gotta get the information first.
Like, no, nothing's gonna happen. We're leaving.
Once you understand what you're doing,
you know what I'm saying? From like, that point, fuck that shit. So, yeah, we've been through a lot of shit, bro.
Been through a lot of shit, man. We got a lot of experience.
Well, yeah.
Experience on stage, rocking shows.
That's the point. Why you dance?
Dancers, all this bullshit. Being doing like some motherfucking like what you would call guerrilla style marketing, which is like being in the trenches with the people and shit like that. You know, we know how to do that. We know, you know, what that entails and all that shit.
Always.
Knowing all that is all builds. You get me? To the way that you manage your business later on, right?
What makes it hard is the straight up when you're independent. That's what always almost makes you go to a major when you think about it, because it'd be hard sometimes. But the independent route is what it is right now. I mean, shit.
You know what I feel? What I feel that the independent thing, the fact that the independent thing is going so well now, right? I feel that it gave artists a life extension. You get me? Like, you don't have to be somebody that is worldwide famous to be making bread, making music.
Well, everybody has
that not a lot of people like, but the people that do like it,
that's all you need, though.
Exactly.
That's all you ever needed
about
before.
How many people is now on. Are realizing this. And so it's like, you don't have a set time. You get me?
Well, it's not even a set time. There's no rules. Like, you can't tell me I'm not good enough no more, motherfucker. Shit, I'm going to put my shit out and see what happens.
You can feel that way for fucking 5 years and then, all right, I got to move on.
Well, that's
right.
That's what.
But now you just.
That's what makes or breaks people. That's what makes or breaks motherfuckers.
Right.
When you give up. When you give up in anything, you don't fucking make it.
Some people suck.
And you can still go. And your hustle may get you there. So you telling me everything on the radio is fire? No, there's a lot of sucky shit out there, just like there's a lot of good shit. But when the
people
good
that
shit,
get shit on the radio are the people that impress me.
What you mean?
What you mean? How they get every fucking record up there? They'll play a song until you like it. My nigga,
that too,
is
but,
fucking
but
some
let's say,
convincing power.
What we said on IG Live about now you don't need to listen to the radio. A lot of people don't listen to the fucking radio. And right. There's a lot of people popping that you ain't never heard of. Like when Jack Harlow came out, like you was like, I remember when I was first hearing him on fucking satellite radio. Because I listen to satellite radio. Because.
Oh, you got one in your car?
Well, yeah, nigga.
I see. I've never had satellite radio.
Well, so you can get it whenever shit. The fuck you want. but also on the internet. On the internet.
Satellite radio has to be like.
All the new shit is being played.
It's like an online station.
Yeah. Straight
right,
up,
you can let's call up, that can, the first online station.
You can listen to that shit anywhere on your phone, just
but
like
it's
you
not
do
a visual medium, right? They don't do live, right?
Well, some, they you know just like you do, you upload it on YouTube and whatever
clips
you know
and
saying?
Shit like that.
Yeah.
But it's not known to be like a channel, like you know, a visual. It's
no,
a radio.
No,
thing.
It's a radio thing.
It's an audio
that you
thing.
Can take anywhere.
But it's an audio thing, right?
Straight up,
yeah.
Straight
all
up.
Right. So. And how many states? It's Sirius XF because I know they combined. There's only two
companies,
right?
Sirius XM, and they're together.
Oh, they came together.
Yeah, they merged.
They should have done that from the beginning, bro.
And that's why they did.
They fucked up hard by making people like decide, like before we even know if satellite radio is good, you're like, oh wait, I gotta pick which one I like better.
Man, whatever they did it, and it's good. And what I like about
now
it
that
is
they came together,
they play new good. Shit. I don't hear the same fucking 18 songs. On
how
rotation.
Many stations does it open you up to? Like, do they
hundreds.
Have to send them out?
Hundreds.
Hundreds.
Hundreds, bro.
Do they have, like, a live programming?
Yeah. Sway in the Morning type shit on Shave.
Sway in the Morning is
on there. Rock the Bells Radio.
That's not on
Rock
FM?
Nah, bro.
Sway in the Morning.
Howard Stern is on Sirius XM, too. Jamie Foxx on there. Kevin Hart. Like.
Kevin Hart?
Kevin Hart has a comedy shit.
Who else?
Jamie Foxx. Got the Foxhole.
He has a station or he has a show?
He has a show, bro, that's on the station. He has a show, bro. It's shows.
Daily.
Yeah. You hearing it. It's just audio, but you can look it up on their website and also on YouTube. Like, it's on, bro.
Wow, I had no idea. So
like, this shit is popping.
So satellite radio is still alive.
It's alive.
I think
well.
They will actually they can transition really easily into.
They
like,
did. Yeah, it is. I have it in my car, so but you can have it on your phone.
Wow.
Just like.
What other option you got? Right.
Like, yeah, like I mean, but shit, I like all that shit. I got all the.
Is it expensive? Like or like or is it the same?
Like I pay from $5, bro.
$5.
Yeah, $5 a month.
And that's a month.
Yeah.
And it worked. Like, yeah, I mean, yeah, $5, fuck it. I mean, like, if I'm, you know, like.
I mean, I listen to that shit, bro, so.
If like I connect to my phone, I'd be like, fuck that.
You know, but you be on Apple or Spotify or like fucking Deezer or Tidal or whatever the fuck.
But, you know what I hate about that? It's like, I don't really subscribe to other people's playlists or anything like that.
Yeah, but a lot of people do, and a lot of people don't.
I want to get into that. I want to start getting
into
that.
But you do go to that person's fucking album and fucking download it.
Yeah, exactly. So, or like, when I want to listen to music, I don't want to DJ right now. You get me? I don't want to go and pick the song.
Yeah.
You know? But at the same time, it's like, what I've already picked, I already know. I want to hear some new shit. So, like, you get me?
That's why albums are important every time, because nowadays, people like, you know, some people like to release singles, but I don't like to release singles. That's what I was saying earlier. I forgot about that shit, because... Your ass be goddamn bouncing from
no,
like
you
a
got
ping
off
pong,
that
nigga.
Subject.
You be ping ponging the shit
point,
out of me.
Yeah, we're, I mean,
nah,
like, we're having
nah,
a conversation.
I know, we're having a conversation. But at the same time, I release an album because the people tell you what you need to promote. You come out with your singles that you think, but at the same time, bro, it's never, you don't know. You don't know. Half of the time, I don't put out a fucking song and that shit is not popping. And the one that's fucking popping is the one I least thought of. Why the fuck these people like this one? So that's why you release an album. And that's when you get the Roddy Ricch effect, hopefully. Or you get the whole album that people's popping your shit.
Do you feel that every song that you have on this one album, that every single song... You can would be a song that everybody would like. Like if let's say you like one song, you'll also like the rest of the songs. Right? Get me? Like would you promote each song to the same crowd?
Yeah.
To the exact same crowd. No, this or would like one song be like more towards like a hip hop crowd, urban crowd. Or this is more like a tropical crowd,
so,
you know, like,
so,
or esto es para, like, you never get a feel like that when you're listening to a record.
Yeah,
or like, oh,
like
this
that.
Got a little, you know, like, this kind of vibe. Or
I mean,
whatever.
You're right. It does have songs on there that, that'll bring different crowds into your album. That's my mission, is to bring different people into the album. Maybe you guys can discuss this shit, black, white, brown, yellow, no matter what the fuck you are. And you talking about the same album, like, that's what I want. I do
I
have different shit.
I hear that. I think that promoting a single, the good thing about promoting one single, right, is that you listen to that single, you know which is a crowd that would fuck with this song, right? Yeah. What this feel is for, right? And so, being the artist that we are right now, you know, we're in the sense that you're not being managed by another, like, you know, promotional company that's in charge of promoting you, right?
Yeah.
You have at least, you know, like a starting point, right? Where you're eto, you know, like, while I mean, with an album, you're like, okay, it's a wider, now, you know, like the wider your gap.
But that helps.
Uh-huh.
That helps. You're thinking small. I remember one time you told me, boy, you thinking small. You don't remember that conversation, but you told me you thinking small. Bruh, when you throw a wider net, you're liable to fucking hit something.
Yeah, but what if I fucking throw a wider net, but I'm in the smallest boat?
Who the fuck?
Or, you know, like,
who cares? You can be in the...
I don't move from the same spot.
You can be in a smaller boat, bro, and goddamn straight up. And still make it to the big boat or whatever the fuck you're at. Nigga, you could take over the motherfucking ocean if that's what the fuck you saying.
I'm getting a call from Morgan, MG the artist, right
yeah.
now. He's IGing me right now, live video. Hold on. I'm going to pick it up. You remember MG Morgan,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, he came to my studio.
Where? Was I there?
No, he came recently.
Oh, recently? How you guys worked on a song?
We started on something.
Yo, yo.
Where you at?
Yo, I'm at the studio.
What studio?
My studio.
Yes, you have a studio.
No, nigga, I'm fucking doing the podcast thing. I'm recording a podcast with fucking Capital right now. Get on FaceTime. Get on camera, nigga. Get on what?
What's up,
hey, that's Capital, yo. He can hear you. He can hear you.
Capital, dime that way.
Dímelo, manito. ¿Qué lo que?
Tú supiste lo que andábamos.
Diablo, no ve. Guarda eso, manito. Pero ven acá.
Yo ando aquí.
Dímelo, manito.
Con él, tú supiste.
Who the fuck is that? That's Chino in the background?
Can you see it?
See? They got pillows and shit. They got pillows. This nigga here. Man, what's up, bro? Mira.
Nah, yo, it's too cold downstairs, so I went to that little room, like, above the stairs. Nah,
no,
you good, nigga? You just made a part of history.
It's all good, bro. That's what the fuck we doing. See, you ain't in nobody motherfucking interview, but you on mine. Let's hit it.
You gonna get the tag tomorrow.
That's how, hell yeah, I'm gonna tag your ass tomorrow when this tag. Shit come up.
All right, you gonna be in the video, bro. Right, look, I'm recording it.
Yeah, you in the video.
I'm recording it. Yo. Welcome back, mister. Welcome back. Like in about what? Like in about 10 minutes, 15 minutes. Where at? All right, let's go. I bet. All right, let's go. Wait, I mean, like, you want to meet up now? We want to meet up now? Alright, so like meet you there or we riding there?
Nigga, he's saying meet us there, nigga. All right, damn.
Okay, I told you. No, he didn't say meet us there.
That's what he's saying.
He said go with us there.
No, he was saying.
He said go with us there.
Nigga,
I was clarifying.
Diablo, tú sí
pregunta. We gonna have to cut this out of the motherfuckers. Nigga, fucking me up. Alright, so look. Oh shit, that was a loud. I thought that was a soft thing. Yo, this shit works. So. I fucking almost destroyed that.
Yeah.
How you feeling?
All good, bro.
I forgot what we was talking about.
Me too. I mean, that's why.
Interruptions. That's the basement, bro. I mean, usually it's in the basement. Like, you know, my door's like a fucking niggas coming in and out. You know, I got a rato. So,
yeah.
You know, it's a little wild sometimes.
It's all good, bro.
But you got to make something out of the madness, right?
Always. That's what you got to
do. It's the madness going on right now.
Always. You got to prepare for that shit. You gotta be
never prepared.
You
for
got
it.
To be comfortable.
You
with
just
the
have
uncomfortable.
To feel prepared.
Yeah, nigga.
If you feel prepared, you'll act prepared.
Nigga, you gotta be prepared. Nigga, don't let these motherfuckers fool you. You know when they say, when they ask people, how do you make it? And they be like, hard work. They ain't lying. Hard work. For real. Hard work. That's it. That's it.
I believe more in smart work.
That too.
More than hard
work. All right, well, let me take that back. Me too. I believe in that. And smart work. That's
because I've done the hard work.
Bro. Being fucking prepared. Because hard work is when you're not fucking prepared.
I, you know, like I've done the hard work.
Los vagos trabajan doble. Motherfucker.
That's something your mama told you that, yeah, nigga. Yeah. Aprende.
Shit.
So you're going to do videos and all that good stuff for them?
And of course, bro.
Videos.
How do you know it's how a many lot you of gonna videos?
Do? Because you're gonna put out motherfucking 10 songs, you're gonna put out 10 fucking videos.
I don't know.
Why not?
Because I don't feel.
I feel every song has to have a video now. Oh shit.
It could.
Really? Like, I make songs without videos now. Everything needs a visual representation.
If the people like it, it gets a video. I do have my 3 or 4 songs that I love the most. Uh-huh. You know what I'm saying? And also,
that don't mean one of them songs will be the single.
Right.
Sometimes with the one I don't like is whatever, but I have a good idea now. Oh, I have a good idea.
Or probably you could just leave, you know, like if you don't do certain videos, then they could, you know, do like with numbers, right? You'd be like, okay, you give it a video later on, and then
obviously
like pop it off.
You
then.
Can always do that shit if you got.
That's true.
If you
That's got, actually pretty good strategy. Now think about it.
I mean, it has to be the strategy. If you have Apple Music or Spotify,
ask you for it, you
they
know,
tell like, you. They right. tell you by listening to your shit. If you have your fans, see, that's one thing that that I got to shout out that homie right there, Ray Gaspi, bro. The way he was he know his motherfucking shit. He was talking about how he was, you know, how he was promoting his steps and shit and the paperwork uh-huh. and everything behind it. Like, this motherfucker really know his shit. He knows his shit. So you got to do that shit to motherfucking goddamn make it. You have to do that shit. And make it is in the eye of the beholder. I don't know what the fuck that is for you. You may goddamn just get a hit single and be happy. That don't mean that's what the fuck I want.
So where do you want to be, like, let's say in a situation where, like, your project just dropped. Where do you want to be, let's say, 1 month after your project drops? Where do you want to see yourself?
I want two songs out of the project.
And within a month of dropping it.
Within a month, I want two songs in the project to be fucking up the club.
The clubs.
You gotta start somewhere, bro. I'm independent. You don't have the money behind you to motherfucking. On the internet is different, bro. On the internet is different. But you have to get in these motherfucking streets to this day. Go to the clubs. Try to talk to this fucking DJ. Or fuck with a lot of DJs at the times and motherfucking see if they play your shit while you there. I'll bother the fuck out of a DJ. I'll pay a DJ. I'll buy him a fucking drink or two drinks or four drinks just to get this motherfucker to play my shit. To hear it. Because once he hear it, this don't happen to everybody. Now, if your shit's fucking whack, it's not going to work like this. But if you believe in yourself and you know that you have talent and everybody's around you, even the people that don't give a fuck about you is telling you that you have a talent and you know you feel it right here. Nigga, that's when your shit get played. The DJ has to hear it. If he's a good DJ, he's going to hear it. He's going to appreciate good ass fucking music. And he going to drop that shit right now if he's a real DJ and doesn't have a fucking playlist that he plays every fucking day. You know what I'm saying? That he hypes the crowd.
DJ
with.
Is going to play what he's going to get the best reaction from.
Yes. But back in the day, you have your little playlist, but you can also motherfucking, you know what songs that you can play.
A DJ paid pop. Attention to who was around.
Obviously.
Capital's here with everybody. We dropping this right now because everybody's so active. You get me? You know exactly.
That's
they were great DJs knowing how to
That's
do
it.
That, you know?
Yeah.
So
you have to have that motherfucking versatility in your fucking arsenal, just like us artists, because obviously a DJ's an artist as well. You gotta have that fucking tool in your fucking basket for you to fucking be like, all right, I'm gonna fucking play this shit with this.
Yeah, you're from the era where I feel that motherfuckers that do music, they don't really, you know, like the whole like, oh, I have a DJ, you know, like this is how I do my performances because then, you know, like I have a team that I use for. Blah, blah, blah. Niggas consider some musicians, my nigga, that's never performed ever. But they got downloads everywhere. You get me?
Yeah, but when they perform,
they never performed
in their
life.
That's what breaks an artist. That's what makes a fucking break your ass. In the end of the day, you love
like,
fucking
some people suck and then they get better.
And they fall off, bro.
But some people suck and get better.
No matter if you make it. You make it to fucking fame, you get famous and shit.
I'll tell you this. If I see a performer that, like, say, like, an artist that I like, right? And he performs it, and I feel that he's a bad performer.
That turns
you
off.
I will never like that artist again.
Me neither.
Ever.
Me neither. And most of the people are like that, too.
Damn, like.
That's what attracts
you
a fan.
You put out some records, bro, but damn, you ain't got it.
That's
you
what,
don't got it.
That's what makes you like a DJ, an artist, a fucking painter, or whatever the fuck. That's what makes is the performance of the shit. It's the fucking visual of the shit. Is what you say. How can you fucking activate my motherfucking ass in this stupid ass fucking club or this arena that I'm at? How can you make me feel like you're talking to fucking me, my nigga? How can you make me feel when you say, goddamn, 6 with my woes. When you say that shit, and I feel like saying that shit because I feel like I'm one of your woes. You know what I'm saying? That's the shit.
It's crazy how you can connect with people even when they're, you know, like they're Drake, completely shit, not doing what you're saying.
I use that shit, Drake, because you know that's.
I don't think we'll catch a solution over that. But you know, like you can connect with people and people will fucking, you know, like fucking sing along to some shit that is so wild, you know, like.
It's fine.
You know, like.
I remember to this day when I did, when we was in Chaparral for, nigga, when I brought fucking Ricky Felming out, nigga, people don't even notice. Nigga, to tell you the fucking history of this motherfucking Latin music shit, goddamn, of this fucking hip hop Latin shit over here is goddamn. I seen Ricky Felming in the Peace Street Festival, the underground, when it was in the underground, when it was thousands of motherfuckers over there. People know what the fuck I'm talking about if they hear this shit.
Yeah, it's not the same. Did you see Roberto's?
Yeah, I seen his. Yeah,
we talked about that.
Yeah, so this shit is fucking. You know that shit was popping, man. That, bruh. It was different times.
Shit, I miss it, bro.
I mean, nigga, you got to move forward, and it's going to happen. You know what I'm saying? I used to fucking get mad at that shit like, these motherfuckers, they not doing it right, or whatever the fuck. You know what I'm saying?
Is that, that's a big stage that was just removed to the fucking Latin community, I think.
That was a big stage.
Now it's like, it's not there for nobody. Yeah. I mean, like, it is, but nobody goes there.
No, it's not the same.
Bro. It's still there, but like if you want to perform at the Spanish festival, it's probably not difficult. Like, hey, can I perform? Yeah, all right, come on, please.
I think it's more difficult.
Can you
now.
Sell 50?
They don't give nobody chances nowadays.
Look, nobody wants to go. What are you talking about? I think people pay to perform. Like,
oh, no, they
perform.
They do.
I think
they may
take payment to perform.
They do. I seen that shit.
How much
bad.
You got? They be like, oh, you got 500? All right, come on, perform.
It's that they, I don't know what the fuck, why I messed up, but.
They don't pay for performers, so they need performers.
Yeah. But
they don't pay him, not anymore.
You remember
not.
When Hector, his father, came out there?
Bro, when Robert was there, bro.
It was over and done with. And he gave everybody chances. Sometimes I be getting mad at Robert.
But now, is that Robert had, you know. Like,
not no more. But I was getting mad at him because he was the gateway to every fucking thing at one point.
He had a lot of responsibilities, bro. He had a
I
lot
already
of responsibilities.
Know, bro.
And I think that he recognized that he had, you know, like the keys to certain doors, but I think he understood and needed other people to understand that I can open this door for you, but what you do on the other side is all up to you after there. Yeah. You get me? I'm going to be that nigga that's going to open the door for you.
He did open doors, goddammit.
You get me?
Because I was, shit.
Because if.
But I earned people, that shit too. You know? Don't get it twisted. I earned that motherfucking shit with his ass.
There are people that can help you out, but just won't because they won't see an immediate benefit from it. You get me?
Yeah.
Wow, there are people that do.
Camera gone.
You get me? So that's the beautiful thing about two cameras, right?
How the fuck you got two cameras? We're going to take